Welcome to another episode of the Word of God by M. Today, we have a message that has to do with a lot of questions that I have received in the last month. I have received at least 10 emails of people asking me what to do when you have been disappointed by your church. Well, today we're basically are going to talk about what do you have to do when you have been disappointed by your church or by someone in your church. Perhaps this happens to you once or twice or maybe more times. But the truth of the matter is that no matter how disappointed you are, you have to keep in mind that the Bible has not disappointed you. The Bible has not changed in over 2,000 years. And God hasn't changed either. The ones that are always changing are us. We are the ones that are sinners. We are the ones that fail. And that's why throughout my life as a Bible teacher in the last 20 years, I can certainly tell you that I have disappointed a lot of persons. Some of them have chosen to ignore my mistakes. Some others have decided to judge my mistakes. And some others have gone to the Bible, and I always say they have probably had the opportunity to read Romans 3:10 that says, "As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one." So we have to understand that a church is an instrument conceived by God to help us strengthen our relationship with Him. But under no circumstances we can believe that a church must be perfect. Ephesians 2, verses 19 through 20 says, "Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God." God people and also members of His household, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus Himself as the chief cornerstone. In this verse, we have the opportunity to read how we have become citizens with God. Yes, but it is not going to be until we get to heaven that we are going to be perfected. In the meantime, we are just simple sinners with a desire to improve our lives by following Jesus. That's what a Christian is. And a church is a congregation of sinners who have decided to follow Jesus. So if someone has disappointed you in the past, lightly or severely, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter in your relationship with God. It does matter in your horizontal relationship. But you have to understand that no matter if it was a priest, a pastor, you cannot allow yourself to be separated from God because someone disappoints you or someone failed you or someone harmed you. Paul wrote different letters in the Bible. We have the letter to the Thessalonians, letter to the Galatians, and so on and so. Letters to the Ephesians. But there's one letter, actually two letters, that or epistles that are worth being mentioned here. And those are the letters to the Church of Corinth, to the Corinthians. Why? Because if you go to your Bible and you read these letters to the Corinthians, you're going to see that probably that's the most undisciplined church mentioned in the Bible. There were moral issues, there were jealousy among the members, fighting, gossiping, everything you can imagine, they had it. But Paul never stopped loving them. Paul understood that the nature of a church is a congregation of sinners that have decided to accept Jesus Christ's sacrifice on the cross. So, number one, there's not a single perfect church in this world. Even Jesus had to suffer the disappointment of one of his apostles. And Paul went through the same experience. If you read the Bible, you're going to find four or five names of Paul's disciples that abandoned him. So what makes you think that we're not going to suffer disappointments from people within the church? But you know what? Also, don't forget that sooner or later, you're going to disappoint someone within the church. What is important here to understand is that there's no justification, there's no valid reason to separate yourself from Christ. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 that love, according to God's eyes, is able to take and go through everything. So when you give your heart to Christ, you have to understand that what you're doing is surrendering yourself to His love. And no matter who disappoints you, that relationship should not be broken. As believers, we have to also to learn to accept all the disappointments that we're going to go through. We're going to have also to accept that we are a sinner, just like the worst sinner you can think about. So I want to ask you today, have you gone cold in your relationship with Christ because someone failed you? I want to ask you a question. When you die, whenever that day is, and you go to heaven, because this message is mostly for believers that have separated themselves from Christ due to a disappointment within the church. So when you died, what are you going to tell Christ when you get to heaven? Well, God, you know, just because John Smith was not nice to me, just because John Smith gossiped about me, or just because John Smith did this horrible thing to me, I made the decision of not praying, not reading my Bible, and basically ignoring you. It's time for you to examine your life. Remember what Matthew 6 says. Your relationship with God has to be carried in private. The church is just a mean to help you grow into that relationship. But if you have been hurt, if you have been damaged by someone within the church, take your time. Spend time with Christ alone. Spend time with Christ by yourself. And sooner or later, God is going to call you into another church or into the same church. I don't know. Give God the opportunity to heal you. But what is most important, do not abandon Him. He loves you, He is looking for you, and He wants to have a communion with you. Seek God with all your heart. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for this short time that we have been able to understand that you love us with all your heart. Please do not allow anybody to affect our relationship with you. We ask you all this in Jesus' name. Amen.